Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we all those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, Season 1, recap of Episodes 1 and 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and please leave a review.
Go ahead, man. I know you want to. Get your jokes out now. Go ahead and get them out the way.
What are you talking about, Raspy? Listen to your voice? It's all right. We've all been out, you know, smoked a pack of Newports.
That was years ago. Years and years ago.
You sound just... I remember a time when I was sick and still went live on a podcast, mm-hmm. and you clowned me, and I'm like, okay, payback is coming.
It was good.
And today is my day, sir.
Look, man, I've been on the air like this, so it's all good.
It's all right. We just call it a puberty relapse, where it's just, you know, your body's going through puberty again. Or you got the voice cracking. Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Yanni Brood.
You know what? We're going to leave that alone. I'm gonna let you get your jokes off.
It's Yanni Brood coming to you live from AT.
You got another one to go?
I'll have more throughout the day.
Well, no. You get them out now. Let's roll on. Let's keep moving. You get them out now, and you go.
You get them out now, and then you go. Okay. I'll let it alone. Don't worry about it.
Are you good now?
I'm good.
Okay, just making sure. All right. So, finally, a show, and this is one that you brought to the table here. Yep. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. I'm like, huh? Okay, what is this one about? Come to find out, it's a place you can only get to by boat, plane, or helicopter. And one thing I didn't know before, home of Inkwell. You've seen the movie, right? Inkwell Beach.
Yep. Yep.
Dope. I'm like, now I'm invested.
I want to go. Mm-hmm. I've never been, and the history that they explain... Yes. In the show, I never would have thought this was a place that a lot of Black people went to. Mm-hmm. When I heard Martha's Vineyard, I just thought that was something that kind of white people did.
Right.
And so to hear about the history of it, I'm like, you know what? I would love to go check this place out. It looks beautiful, looks gorgeous. And the show itself, from the first episode that I saw, and I'll have to totally be honest here, I just didn't find this show on my own. My girlfriend saw the show and she was like, hey, y'all should do this one. I was just like, no, I'm not going to get caught up in another reality show, whatever. Cause she watches some crazy stuff. And I'm just like, I'm not going to get caught up in another reality show.
Way to go, girl.
And then I watched it. I was just like, because I saw the Alpha, the Kappa thing. This was way better than Ready to Love from a production quality as well as casting. I was like, these are some good people. And this isn't a dating show. And I'm sure there's going to be hookups. But this isn't a dating show. So I was like, you know what? I'm intrigued. I watched episode 1. And then I watched episode 2. And I was like, Yanni, I think we should really do the show.
And I was like, what? Really? Okay. And then I walked out the bedroom. I'm like, babe, what are you watching? Is that? She goes, Summer House. I'm like, crap. I guess we got to watch the show. My wife was watching it. I'm like, all right, well, we got to do it. And a lot of people are here for it. Nick says, yes, I'm here for this. Thanks, gentlemen. Monique says, yay, thank you. Oh, my God, I can't read these comments today. It's going to be up to you to read these comments.
I'll take lead. For example, here's one from Christy. As a healthcare worker, I know I shouldn't laugh, but you mocking Yanni is hilarious and spot on. It's well-deserved. Also, because he's mocked me when I was sick. So this is what happens. Payback.
Oh, yeah. Look, this is what we do, though. This is what we do. And I'm glad you got that one because I saw the first one. I was like, wait a minute. I think she got the words a little mixed up earlier. Ravine says, I'm invested in it. So great. And also said that they're missing deltas. Well, we would say they're missing Qs, too. But there is a dog on the show, so.
Nobody's missing cues. It's okay. Nobody's missing cues right now. Let's keep it classy. Let's keep it classy.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get to the people on the show, right? We know Jasmine. And man, I haven't had time to work on the graphics, so these pictures are huge today. And Silas. These two, they just got married recently, about 3 months ago. And they said it's a full circle moment, as Oak Bluff is where Jasmine and Silas, but he made her his girl.
Right. And shout out to Silas, who's frat. So I'm not going to talk bad about him at all this whole show.
Oh, boy.
So, okay, I think it's great that they come back to this event or come back to this place and they put this whole summer thing together. And it's really a mix of friends. You know, it almost reminded me of that time you and I went to St. Kitts, because it was a lot of your friends and I'm showing up like, I don't know any of these people. I don't know how this is going to work out. And I know how I am and my mouth can be. I was like, I hope we all get along real well. So I think it's really cool how this circle of friends and other add-ons to that circle are all going to enjoy this summertime in Martha's Vineyard. I think Jasmine put on something pretty special, but I'll have to admit, I'm already irritated by Jasmine.
Why?
Because she comes across like somebody that we're going to go to Martha's Vineyard for the summer, and here's the plan. It's going to be like this, and on Wednesday we're doing this, and on Friday, and if it doesn't go the way she had in her mind, there's going to be problems and drama.
Which you like planning too, though, don't you?
Whoa. I like to plan an event. So my annual crawfish boil, I plan that out months in advance. Mm-hmm. But I don't plan out every detail. I'm like, I'm going to have this much food for this much people, and we're all going to hang out. It's going to be a good time. But I don't plan out like, okay, at 7 p.m. we're going to play games and we're going to do this. And I just feel like Jasmine's that type that has in her mind how she wanted this to go with all of her people. And as we call it, worlds colliding, right? Different groups of friends, different people, whether they're frats, Sarahs, whatever. Everybody's going to be clicking. I think Jasmine had a way that she wanted this to go in her head. And it's already not going that way, as we can see.
Dr. BW says, Tara likes his own plan. You know what? Absolutely right.
Actually, my plans are pretty badass.
See?
So
here we go.
All I'm saying is, ask any of my friends who like need someone to put a plan together. Terrell's the guy. I can do it. But yet, I have a lot of wiggle room for the what if factor. So every plan I have a whole bunch of what if. If this, then this. Jasmine, I feel like she has, here's the plan. And everybody's going to be on board. Reminds me of my mom. My mom's the same way with her plans. It's going to go the exact way my mom has it in her head. And it's like, no, it's not. And then she's annoyed.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Jasmine's at. She's annoyed.
Gabrielle says, nobody. Then there's Jasmine. I'm a wife. And she's loving being a wife. She said that so many times as we meet her.
She did. And she did it in that condescending way of people who newly get married that feel like, now that we've jumped the broom, magical beams of light shoot through my fingers and I have this knowledge that you will never have because you're not a wife or a husband. It's annoying, but I get it. You're newlywed, ride that train, have some fun with it. But she is doing that one thing that a lot of us, when we meet newlyweds, hate, especially if you're single and not married. It's so condescending. Well, you wouldn't understand, Terrell, because you've never been married. Like, you're right, I wouldn't.
Well, something that I've never said to you, but. Yes.
You haven't said those words, but you've said some things where I'm just like,
oh, dear God. Here
tell me
go.
More, Yanni. Educate me. Now that you's married, educate me.
Now you. Okay, you know what? I'm going to leave that alone.
I'm sorry. Educate me, Yanni, on what marriage. I'm sorry. That might be the last one. I'm sorry. Might be the last one.
I'm going to end up flipping you off before the show's over.
So we're going to sign language because you can't speak? Fine.
One of the other people we meet, another one of your frat, Preston, who is a black queer activist attorney. And, you know, when he talked about his trip over to the island, he said the 8-passenger flight felt like the plane felt like someone was going to shoot them down. I'm like, okay, that's just like an alpha, just a little extra for no damn reason.
No, He's an intellectual. He's just thinking through the scenario. See, that's the great thing about being an alpha. It's not about how cute I look and how I carry myself. It's thinking and having a plan. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. We're thinkers, we're intellectuals. That's what Preston brings to the table. You know, your frat brothers, when they get introduced, they look good. And they're all about the look. Not a lot about the thought. We'll dig into that, I'm sure, later.
All right, so let's get to next one then, since that's where we're going. let's go down to Bria, because Bria was an interesting one. Because Bria decides to bring her dog, Milo, along with her. Her ESA.
No, it's her ESA animal, because I guess the A doesn't do enough. She has to have the animal part. So... I thought you was going to pick on that. I'm like, Yanni is going to totally tear Bria up. Because this is my ESA animal. I was like, did you just say ESA animal? That's like, I'm going to Alcoholic Anonymous Anonymous.
I was like, what's the ESA stand for? She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a designated driver. So Bria brings the dog, which... I personally don't have an issue with, because Milo's cute. Mm-hmm. But I do think you should have gave a heads up to everybody to say, hey, looking forward to meeting everybody. BTW, I'm bringing my dog. Exactly. Could have easily done that.
Here's the thing. You picked up on ESA animal, right? Mm-hmm. I picked up when she said, how is marriage life? Instead of, you know, married life. I was like, wait a minute. But here's the thing, though. Your guy... your friend Preston had an amazing thing comment about Bria. He said, Bria reminds me of someone who prepared hours for Miss America, but didn't make it. Like, wait a minute. Yes. What? Shady.
She's a whole lot. She's a whole lot. Even with the gloves that she had on when she's getting interviewed, I was like, are you kidding me? That's just so much extra that she brings to the table. But I have no issue with what Preston said to her. I think Preston was, well, he didn't say it to her, but what he said about her, I'm like, I agree with that 100%. And then apparently, you know, Bria is thinking, you know, I think Jasmine thought Bria single is going to come here and there's all these other guys. Well, apparently someone already has a heart. Her heart's somewhere in Germany.
And so... is that a bad thing? I mean, she said, oh, well, I remember her being the party girl. So she went from guy to guy to guy. She was very shady the way she said that, by the way, too. That was...
well, because she's married now, thus she can condescend to all these single friends of hers.
Right.
Because she's better than them, because she's elevated to a new level of enlightenment, which is marriage. Well, and all of them, like, you were all Playboy bunnies. Stop it. You were Playboy Club bunnies. Dial that back a little bit before you get too cocky.
There is a difference, right?
So, yeah. So she brings the dog. She has the boyfriend in Germany, who's, you know, we'll find more about later.
Yeah.
But what's the issue of bringing the dog? Outside the fact that she didn't give everybody the heads up, what's the real big issue about
that? Well, that's the first part. Because even like Great House 2 says Bria was inconsiderate concerning her emotional support dog. And at the same time, just, and we'll get to this later, where like Ravine said, the dog was not cute, shedding all over the place. It definitely wasn't. And you just, if nobody else is bringing animals, let's just look, you're coming, let's have a good time. Why bring the dog? Dogs don't need to be everywhere. We're cooking in the house. I don't want a dog traipsing all through the house. I don't know how well behaved your dog is. And we get into the drama of them and that a little later, too, because there was a lot of drama around the about the dog and Bria and Jasmine and how that got through. But as we meet some of the other people here, like not a lot to say about this brother, but, you know, good brother. Come to find out he's actually a good cousin, too, to John Legend, Alex.
He's a good brother because he's a Kappa. That's why he's a good brother. That's what we're doing.
He's a Kappa? I didn't notice.
Did you not notice?
I didn't notice.
No. I mean,
now that you bring it up, yes.
Well, I mean, I recognize Kappa pretty much immediately because he said it, but then later on, because Kappa's clout chase, my cousin's John Legend. Of course.
He didn't bring that up. They brought it. They asked him to say it.
Because they guessed on their own. He never mentioned it.
Of course he's mentioned it. They know each other. What are you talking about? Stop.
So Alex is a friend of Jasmine's, and that's how he gets into the mix of this. Alex seems like a pretty good dude, but he's in advertising, pretty health conscious, doesn't eat pork, doesn't drink much. So I'm curious to see what he's going to be like with the group when they're all just kind of hanging.
Yeah, because he comes off pretty dry, straight laced, does his yoga. That's about it. Or his meditation, you know?
Yeah. So. He comes across like a Kappa I would hang out with.
Yeah. Oh, so like me. I got you. All right, cool.
No, because I knew you before you were a Kappa. Him, knowing him as a Kappa. I'm like, you know what? He seems like a good dude. I would hang out with him. Now, his homeboy, Nick, on the other hand.
Well, no. Nick, since you brought it up, I was going to save Nick for a little bit later. But Nick, definitely a diva, right? He said he knows for a fact he has the most extensive wardrobe, even though everybody thought he said the most expensive.
Yeah. Most extensive wardrobe, which all of which you'll never wear again because he's that awesome. He's that awesome. If I went to Google Images of a Kappa, Nick would be the first thing that pops up. He's the prototype of the thing about your frat that I don't like. He's that guy, you know, but kudos to him. He's all about fashion and about look. And apparently all about sliding DMs. So I'm looking forward to learning more about this guy God. At the same time.
What I always tell you, there's always one that makes us all look bad, right?
Well, he's the poster child for it. If you want to be a Kappa, this is the dude. He's the poster child for it. But he's the one where you get to know that it's like, you know what? I don't think I want to be a Kappa. I think I might want. If I was non-Greek and met him, I'd be like, man. Sigmas are looking pretty dope right now in Texas.
Said nobody ever. Now, Mariah said she met Jasmine their freshman year in college. She almost beat her ass.
I wanted to see her calves with her hand up like this. Because I wanted to say, hey, what's up, girl?
She's like, I almost whooped her ass and then we became good friends. She is that don't take shit friend.
Yeah, right. Mariah sure is. She's a nurse, close friend of Jasmine's from college. And she is a character, as we're going to find out more about her throughout episode 1 and 2. She's a bit of a trip. But what I like about her situation is you never know how friendships are going to start with somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I didn't like each other when we first met when I was 18 at UTSA. Couldn't stand each other. And now look at us now. Who'd have thought? Mm-hmm. And I look at Jasmine and Mariah's story similar to ours.
Right. Exactly. In that space of that first clash and then good friends after. Next one up was we were introduced to Jordan, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the fourth Black Playmate of the Year and the last, by the way.
Yeah, because that's something to be proud of. That's awesome. Good for you, Jordan.
The thing that stood out the most with her was when she was on the way to the house. She's on the phone with Shanice, who we get to meet as well. And Shanice is AKA Miss Hot in the Pants, who said she might sleep with somebody because she's due for some penis.
You know, I wasn't shocked because it reminded me of like guys. Remember when you were in your 20s? It's like somebody's getting it tonight. I'm going out. I'm going to make my bed up. I'm going to have everything ready to bring somebody back to the house. You know what that whole, you tell your roommate, hey, don't be home tonight. Who you bringing over? I don't know yet, but give me some time. You know,
that's so why that's you always had a plan C, so you didn't just make all those plans for nothing.
So that's what I thought about Shanice. That's what I thought about Shanice when she came out. I was just like, okay, You go, girl. She's coming to Martha's Vineyard, a woman on a mission. I can respect that.
Michelle says Shanice came out all the way live. She did. Hey, you gotta love it, man. And then the last person that we meet when this thing first starts is Amir, who is finally getting to hang out with a black folk.
From the great state of Austin, Texas.
In the country of...
Yeah.
Great state of Austin in the country of Texas.
Great state of Austin. Yeah, so... And it's funny because I live in Austin. I'm just looking at him like, why does this cat look familiar? And so I feel like I have ran into this guy at some point. I'm gonna have to do a little research, but I really feel like I ran into this guy. But apparently he's who is he friends with out of this group? Nick. So he's a friend of Nick. He's not a Kappa, but he's a friend with Nick. And he's half black, half Lebanese. And has struggled with the biracial thing, which a lot of people have. So not quite a lot of people have struggled with black and Lebanese, but just being biracial. And so he's quick to bring that out.
When he said that he'd been, you know, he really hadn't been around black people like that. Did you know immediately that his daddy was the black one? I'm sorry. I was like, that's it.
I mean, what? He said he didn't get his first, like, real haircut from a barbershop till what, college?
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm like, you know, different strokes. Everybody has a different path that
they
take.
He had to beat him off with a stick after that.
Yeah, everybody has a different path that they've taken. And apparently he's like, look, I'm biracial. I'm getting picked on by black people and Lebanese people. So let me get in this gym, lift these weights. Mm-hmm. That way, somebody want to try me, I'll be ready for them. So more power to them.
Now, you know, there's a little love triangle going on immediately for us. Jordan, Amir, and Nick, right? Come to find out, Jordan had put Nick on restrictions from the DMs because he was constantly hitting him with the hard eyes and fire signs in a DM because Jordan's got some fire pictures.
Oh, wow. Kappas are visual. Never would have thought. I never would have thought they would do something like that. Rather than just try to get to know her and talk to her like a woman, he's just throwing out emojis. Doesn't sound like the Kappa way, does it? I mean, Yanni, I mean, you educate me on your boy.
I don't know this man.
Apparently Jordan does either, or Jordan doesn't either, and she shut that down, but that dude is just, he's trying to slide, and Amir is smitten by Jordan, and he wants to see what could potentially happen. I'm curious, although Jordan, yes, I get it. There's nothing more annoying than people who are, by societal standards, attractive, but that know it. Mm-hmm. So Jordan, when she makes that comment, yeah, I know, of course you would think I'm great. Why wouldn't you? Ugh, that's when I was like, yeah, you were a 9. Now you're about a 7.
No, okay. Her thing was, I think you're talking about when they got to that hot tub game and all that other stuff. Like, no, but get to know more about me. Because here's what she reveals to Amir and Alex a little later on. She says that she'd been celibate for a year, right? And because this love triangle kind of disappeared because she immediately pushed Nick out of it. So it's like Alex and Amir and her now, and she's telling them this conversation, and then Alex is like, oh, well, you know, I've done that too. And Amir's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, is it celibate for a year or hasn't entertained any new for a year? But you still have that in case of emergency break glass. And that doesn't count as a new notch on the belt. Remember, you educated me on that. That's something that women might do. They don't, you know,
but
sleep with new people. They might sleep with their past.
No, yeah, to not add to the number. But
right.
If you say celibate, that means not having sex. There's a difference.
Well, and I applaud the fact that she said celibate, not celibent, which says that we are a better level show right now. Another reason why I suggested this. So I'm like, listen to the vocab. It's much better than some of the shows that we've done.
So look, Robin brought it up. The hot tub game, classic. She says it's classic white people, right? Well, Then Martha's Vineyard, which we thought was a white place, come to find out, you know, that's where Inkwell Beach is. So there's black folks there. They're doing a drink, a dare, a truth, right? And the first thing, of course, is kiss the woman you're attracted to. So Amir gets asked first, he goes and he kisses Jordan's hand. Alex is given the same thing and kisses Jordan on the cheek. And then Jordan's like, to what you were saying, yeah, I'm a kiss the attractive person. Yeah, that's me. Okay, cool. What else? Do something else.
Yeah, but it's when you say it, that's what makes you come across a little pompous to me. So wasn't a big fan. And I wasn't a big fan of the game. I figured this is the game that you do freshman year of college. You know, y'all are all successful college educated graduates, professionals, business Facts. Folks. Facts. You could do more than this yes. game. But I feel like it was just really immature to say, I have an idea, let's play a game.
Yeah. And you know, but you know what? I think that's also because of for TV, right? Let's do it for TV. We got to do something. We got to really kind of take it up that notch. I think that's what that was. Mariah was there to give Nick a lap dance. And if you thought pole dancing on these other shows were bad, Jesus.
That was the worst lap dance. It didn't even get to the lap. It wasn't even a dance. It's just, hey, I'm going to send you two claps. Pop, pop. Done. Get back in the hot tub. It wasn't even a lap dance.
Everybody gets back in the hot tub, and then all of a sudden, they all jump out and run away because there's a frog in the hot tub. I noticed the alphas were screaming as they ran away, and it took a camper to go ahead and clear it.
Did it. Okay. All of them were running and scared away because, let's just be honest, as I can't speak for all, but let's just say majority of black people are not the nature enthusiasts.
Right.
And so when frogs and different things come around, we freak out. Like snakes, I can't do snakes. Mm-mm. And like big spiders, like if a tarantula crawl, I'm out. Little baby spiders, no big deal. But big spiders and snakes, I wouldn't even go walking in the woods. You know, unless there's like a designated trail that many people walk on, but I'm not going to explore it myself because I see a snake, I'm out. So yeah. I don't think that was an alpha kappa thing. I just think that's just cultural. We're not used to dealing with those things.
Okay.
Were the little frogs in Montserrat? Do I say it
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Montserrat.
The frogs? Yeah. Yeah. Do you just pick them up? You kind of.
Hell, me, no. No, but I mean. Me? No. No. I'm not that person. But here's, how about this though? The next morning, Nick, the kappa, cleans up the next morning so the rest of the house isn't waking up to a mess, right?
Yeah.
You did see that. Okay, cool.
I did.
Then this is where the trouble comes in because you asked what's the problem with having the dog. And the problem was like, let's see here. Ravine had said this earlier. The issue is her, not the dog. She should clean up after it, which was not happening. Because what happens, Jasmine and Rikes decide, let's go right. And they sit down on the couch and like, what the hell? All this dog here.
Mm-hmm.
There's dog here everywhere. And even when she goes to confront Bria about it, she's like, well, I don't know what to do. Can't do anything about it. We're just going to have to deal with it.
Okay. So what's the difference in dog hair being left around and weave being left around?
There was no weave being left around like that. Stop it.
I'm just saying.
I know I went a little high-pitched there just now because I said that, but
I think we're making too big of a deal of the dog hair. Now, I think dog poop out in the yard, which I think Bria, there was video of her picking up the dog poop. Dog poop out in the yard and all that. But I mean, it's a dog. There's going to be dog hair. It's not the end of the world that there's dog hair on the sofa. Calm it down. You know, I just think we're making too big of a deal of dog hair on a sofa, in my opinion.
Nah, nobody wants to just be around dog hair like that. Because even as pointed out as well, too, from Michelle, everybody does not like dogs. And what if someone had allergies? I'm allergic to everything. So therefore, that dog will have me sneezing. And it's not even a golden doodle.
Valid point. Thank you. You're 100% right that if people have allergies, that should have been considered. And it wasn't. And again, if she would have just said, hey, I'm bringing my dog, are y'all cool with that? Great. So I agree that if there's dog allergies, you got dog hair, I can see how that can be a problem.
Now, Bria says Jasmine's being insensitive because it is an ESA, A-A-A-A-A animal. and then she goes around asking everybody if they have a problem with a dog. And of course, nobody has the balls to say, yeah, I don't want that thing running around here.
Well, I mean, what do you expect them to say at that moment? She's there and the dog is there. Yeah. So, yes, we want you off the show now. We're going to kick you off the island because you have a dog. It's not going to happen.
Perfect.
So it's just, yeah, fine. I can deal with your dog. It is what it is. But I do think that Jasmine was right to confront her. Now, what I don't like about that conversation is if Jasmine and Bria are that close, mm-hmm. y'all should have had a one-on-one.
She said they weren't. She said they really weren't that close before.
No, but they were close enough for Jasmine to invite Bria. Like, that's where they were. They are friends. That's the connection that Bria has. All I'm saying is that
I think Shanice is more friends with Bria than Jasmine is.
But Jasmine knows her.
She knows her, yes. They work
and
together.
I'm saying that Jasmine could have easily said, hey, you and I need to talk. You don't need to have Mariah and Preston co-signing on my issue with the dog. They could have had a one-on-one conversation. And I think that Bria felt attacked because she's sitting there and you have Jasmine, Mariah, and Preston chiming in on the dog. That's when she kind of lost her shit.
She did. You know, Nikki B says Bria needs to be more considerate. Yes. But Jasmine and Mariah making out like it's a possum. To some people, a dog is a possum.
Yeah.
And I want to say this, too. I was all on Jasmine's side until I saw how fake she could be. She sits down, tells Preston how difficult Bria was being because she walks into a room and doesn't look around the room and realize there's a big open space. Yeah, I'm sitting at the dining table, but there's a couch right there. Bria happens to be laying in the couch. And I love Bria's attitude there. Like, hey, I'm right here. You can just talk to me. You don't have to talk to him about me.
And exactly.
What did Jasmine do? She just flipped the entire script immediately and became all super friendly and changed the conversation. No. Keep that same energy.
I think Jasmine's a little bit messy. I think Jasmine's a bit messy. Her tone, the way she talks about her friends and her associates. I mean, I get it. It's a reality show and you got to do some stuff for drama. But anybody that supposedly is in your corner and they talk trash about you, you got to bounce.
Yo, Bria was ready for all the smoke, like Melissa says. Absolutely right. And we find out why later when we find out she's from St. Louis. I was like, oh, all right, I get it. I know Bria. Bria's off the chain. Now, they get ready for this all-white dinner, right? Amir plays it smooth. Jordan, are you cold? Here, have my jacket. And then Jasmine, as messy as you try to say she is, she makes it weird for everybody by asking, all right, so is anybody interested in anyone here?
Because that's that bullshit. I'm married. I want all my friends to be married. So this is my single friend and you're single. So anything? Are you feeling it? You feeling it? I invited y'all all for a reason. I think that's what people do when they're newly married. They want to try to get all their single friends married. Why would you throw that out there like that? But yet it played out into the way that she wanted to. But because, of course, drama came out of that conversation.
Yeah. And the thing I loved about it was that Jordan was like, hey, it's really getting on my nerves. Stop it. Right. Because just let that thing happen naturally. Right. And she goes like, I just want to have an authentic conversation without a prompt. Like, let's just talk. Yeah. But again, I think that's happening because of TV, right? So if you think, I thought about this in that moment. Jasmine and Silas, my bad. Silas and his wife, because Nikki said, don't call her Jasmine, call her wife or she'll explode. Silas and his wife, they're the focal point of this, right? Because they're the bond that brings everybody in. So they almost feel like they have to lead. I think that's where Jasmine as well, like just like how she's in the role of a wife, I have to do this now that I'm a wife. Well, I have to do this now that we're the focal point of this show first. And I think that's kind of what happened. Why she's trying to make sure the conversations and producers probably poked her to do that too.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. But her being a wife and her relationship with Silas, that works for her. Mm-hmm. Don't project in your stuff on to these friends and let everybody have organic conversations. You know, Jordan, even though she might be single, she might meet people and just be friends and that's it. There's not an expectation that anything has to come from all this. But when you tee it up, it's going to make everybody uncomfortable about that. But of course, Amir still wasn't scared to try to shoot his shot as best as he could. And then, of course, we realize Silas has some concerns.
Yes, he has a lot of concerns. And before we get to Silas real quick, I just want to point this out. Robin says, no tell. She, meaning Jasmine, oh, my bad, wife, doesn't care that she is the only one married. She cares that she thinks she's better than everyone else because she's married.
Yeah. Yeah, agree with that 100%, because, you know, as we learned from Married at First Sight, married sex is better than single sex. She's on a whole level that her friends just don't understand. So she's preaching from the mountaintops.
As we saw when they started episode two, she was having that marriage sex and realized this is not network TV. This is cable TV. This is paid for TV.
No, that was Skinamax. That was some Skinamax.
Max stuff. After Dark.
That should have been some scrambled porn from the 80s. I was like, whoa, why are we watching this?
Hey, just in case you aren't ready for the season, here's what you're going to see. But you brought up Silas and the issue he had with Jordan. It's he thinks of her as the toxic friend.
The party girl.
And he didn't like the fact that they were out late. 2 o'clock. Like, this is a grown-ass woman. And he just seems very controlling. That's what he came across as, extremely controlling, jealous alpha.
Let me stop you right there, sir. You can go jealous, controlling, but alphas, that's not what we're known for. But I disagree with him having an issue with Jordan. Mm. To me, check your wife. Your wife knew what time it was. She chose to stay out late. Jordan didn't make her stay out late. Mm-hmm. There's Ubers. There's all kind of ways that Jasmine could have got home early if she wanted to. She wanted to be out late. But don't put that on Jordan. But could Jordan be a bad influence because you got to also keep in mind, this clique of these girls were Playboy bunnies, mm-hmm. you know, at the Playboy Club.
Right.
There's that nightlife. There's that wildness that went with that. They're meeting, you know, superstars and celebs and doing who knows what with who. So maybe Silas has some concern because he might know some history. Mm-hmm. And so he's worried about that. And maybe it's going to be history that they don't share on the show. But I'm sure that that's where some of his concern is coming from.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, we find out that he has more concern. Shut up. Don't say it.
Did you see it? I just saw it too. And I was just like, Robin, come on now. I wouldn't even say anything. I'm just going to put it up and not say a word. Go ahead. Say what you got to say now that we got this out the way, Robin. Damn.
Now, but the thing with them as well too, right? With Silas and Jordan and Jasmine, he even comes back and says, you know, it's okay. This is what it is. But one of the things you have to like about Jasmine, I know you liked it, was the fact that here she is. She's taking this role of wife very seriously to get to the next day, and she's cooks him breakfast every day. You know, you like the way she cooked the bacon.
That was some old school cooking bacon in the skillet, because I normally, you know, casserole dish, put in the oven. That was just old school, throw a whole bunch of slices in the skillet and cook it up. I was like, go ahead on.
Got the house smelling all like grease, but yeah, go ahead. I got you.
Go ahead on.
Amir,
it ain't their house.
Amir shooting the shot with Jordan again. You know, he gave her the coat the night before. He takes a kayak in. She was not for it.
Yeah, I was turned off by that because I like kayaking. And if Amir is from Austin, kayaking is a big thing that people do here. It's fun. You go out, go kayaking, go get you some brunch or have some cocktails afterwards. It's a fun thing. For her to be so paranoid and scared, I'm like, what do you think was going to happen in this kayak? So I was just like, Amir, tip maybe over. You should. Then you get out. They weren't like in the, you know, freaking Atlantic Ocean. It was a little lake.
It's not for get everybody. Out. It's not for everybody.
She didn't want to get her hair wet. That's probably what it boiled down to.
They end up going bowling, right? Everybody goes bowling. And this, even as they're getting ready to go bowling, Bria's asking if Simon can stay for the last week of vacation. So now mm-hmm. that we're back on good terms with Bria and Jasmine, hey, so I know he's just going to come for a couple of days, but can he stay the whole week rather than him stay for like 2-3 days? Now, see, that's what she should have done with the damn dog. Can my dog come along?
Yeah. Well, and I think if Jasmine wants to meet Simon, coming from Germany, it's not like I'm going to come for the weekend. I mean, you got to like be out there for, if you're going to come to the States, come out here for a long period of time. So great. You know, but at least she asked, and I don't see anything wrong with that, but I didn't like how Jasmine was just so negative and just like, you know, throwing Bria's business on the street. Well, you know, who knows if she's going to be this person tomorrow, because if you know Bria, it's just very condescending. And what if this is someone she really cares about?
Which likes, she does.
And she is saying, you're my friend. I want you to meet this person. I want them to meet this group because I think they're going to be around for a bit. I don't see anything wrong with that.
There's a lot of... Here's where Jasmine turned into the villain quite a bit, right? From the fakeness of the confrontation with Bria, but then even dealing with this relationship. Because remember, she tried to introduce... We got all these guys coming... No, I'm in a relationship. Then again, she's like, yeah. I mean, she doesn't have... Talking about she has no faith in Bria's relationship. But Bria has a great point. If I tell you I'm in a relationship, don't try to introduce me to other people to hook up.
Right.
I'll meet your friends, but don't think I'm hooking up with them because I got my man and he's coming.
Exactly.
So at least respect the relationship. And what does Jasmine think about it? Well, it's not marriage.
Of course. That relationship ain't real, girl. Y'all ain't married. You're not like this. You're not like this. This is when it means something. What you have is BS. That's just for TV.
Yeah.
But were you annoyed by Bria with Milo and the little backpack? I just saw that. I was like, that's a bit much. You could have left Milo at the house. You need an emotional support animal with you at the bowling alley.
Hey, do you know how stressful bowling can be?
If, you know, what is it? If you get is it a 7-9 split or whatever it is? That's stressful. Just going bowling with your friend. But Bria apparently is a pretty good bowler compared to everybody else. Even though her form was kind of very dainty, but she was knocking them down. I was like, you go, girl.
Mm-hmm. Very true. She was on it. It was because she brought Milo with her. That's why.
Good luck, Char.
The ESAAAA animal help.
I'm just glad she didn't get confused between the ball and the bag that Milo was in. Because then there'd be dog hair on the lanes and everybody would complain about the dog hair.
You don't go right. Why? Jesus. Well, look, after bowling, Mariah decides to gift everyone with her Mariah's moon mask, which is a hoodoo that you do, the voodoo that you do, according to Salt and Pepper practice.
Oh, goodness. I was so annoyed with that because here's the thing. Whatever you're into, that's your thing. But you're inviting people to take on this practice, this moon mass, and it's like you're praying to God, but there's no God.
Yes.
So I'm like, what does that mean then? Like, what are we doing here? And kudos to those that said, you know what? Fine. We'll participate with you. But it was the most awkward scenes that I would have been sitting there just like, hey, can we pause for a bit? Sorry, moon god or whatever we're doing. I'm going to bed. I'm all good here on the moon and the mass and y'all have your thing. I'm out. I would have checked out of that.
Yeah.
Right when she started running the thing around the I always think of what's love got to do with it, right? Start rubbing the thing around. I'm just like, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah, it was a bit much. And it's a bit much, especially you have to know the people you're doing it with. And I get you want to introduce them to what to something new, but I like, here's the thing. That's the thing I didn't like with Mariah. I liked how earlier on the ride, she got on the phone with her son and going through affirmations with him before he goes to bed. So like that part. I wonder if he has to sit through those moon masses too.
I'm sure he didn't have much of a choice.
Right.
But I mean, to be offended and upset the way that Mariah was, the fact that people weren't into it, like, why not just say, hey, I introduced this. If anyone likes it, we can talk more afterwards and I'll tell you more about it. If you don't like it, hey, at least you tried something new. I appreciate it. And leave it at that. But she just seemed so offended.
Yes.
It's almost like she passed a collection plate around and nobody put any money in. And now she mad.
Yeah. Andrew says Moon Mass is nothing but an astrology club meeting. And Monique says should have gotten a very direct no for my participation. I'm with you. I'm like, I may not.
Yeah. I was really annoyed by Mariah why she got that upset about it. And something tells me that because of how she acted, Mariah's going to be a bit of a problem.
Yeah. You see that? You see that already? And we see this coming up in a little bit. But before that, they get to day four, right? We're moving through this. This is what Married at First Sight needs to do. Take a lesson. Take a look. It's two episodes in there on day four already, okay? Shanice shows up because she'd only come on weekends because of her job, and she's ready to turn all the way up. Immediately, she looks at Alex and goes, yep, that's the one. She looks at Nick and says, nope, because he keeps doing the same thing, diving into DMs.
But I like Nick when he was like, wait a minute. If I look at her Instagram photos and I look at the real thing, I'm seeing two different people here because that shit is so real. That there are certain women, you see them on Insta and you're like, oh my God.
It's called filters.
You see them in person and you're like,
It's called no filter.
Not what I understand it's filters. I get it. But for Nick, he was just turned off the fact that the real thing didn't compare to what he saw in the Instagrams.
Come on now. Shanice is an attractive woman. So it's not
I didn't say she wasn't.
Yeah.
He just was turned off because he had this expectation because of everything she puts out there. And so he was liking everything with the fire eyes and the hard eyes and all that. Then he sees the real thing and it's like,
She probably showed up like that on purpose just to make sure that he stopped hounding her. She probably did that on purpose, to be honest.
Eating a tuna fish sandwich with extra onions on purpose.
Yeah. Said,
hi, Nick. I'm Shanice. Give me a hug. He's like, yeah, I'm good. She's like, awesome, thanks. Leave me alone.
Yeah, perfect. It worked.
Go brush my teeth and talk to Alex real quick.
Now, the moon mass that happened, Mariah was still upset about it, right? She even isn't involved in the girls' conversation for a while to the last part. And then she gets into it with Bria, who, again, Bria for all the smoke, backing down from nowhere. She said, don't let this white boyfriend fool you. I'm still from St. Louis, damn it.
Yeah. She was ready to, give me a Jasmine, bring my Vaseline downstairs. I got to check your friend. You know, so Mariah was upset about the mix of the towel that the dog used mixed with everyone else's towels.
Yes.
And again, I'm like, I don't see the big deal. You wash it all, you run it through the machine. I don't see the big deal.
I don't want your dog. I don't want to drink out of the same glass as your dog. I don't want to wash my clothes with the same clothes, the same things that your dog is on. No. Mm-mm.
Okay, if I have a towel and I wash my ass with my towel, I can't put that towel in your laundry?
No, not in my laundry. In yours, yes.
But if I put it in your laundry, are you done? You're going to be upset with me that I threw my ass towel in your wash machine to wash with your load of towels that you were doing anyway?
I'm just going to say that the way you put that sounds really nasty. I just want to say that. It just sounds really nasty.
It's a towel. It's a towel. It's not that big a deal. It's be one thing if you're trying to dry off and there's dog hair on you when you try to dry. It's
and there could be. Tell. Lucy B says the dog hair is a problem. Exactly. No Channel says it's disgusting. Stacey O, I love my dog, but her stuff is washed separately. Gross. Melissa, no, wash separately. You know what? Look, let me tell you something. Do you wash your bath mats with your towels? No, you don't. And Robin has a question for you. You don't see the big deal, Terrell? Do you wash your face and ass with the same washcloth?
I use a loofah.
So do you wash your face and your ass with the same loofah?
With the loofah, yeah.
In which order?
Top to bottom.
But then
always
do you throw it away or do you start all over again the next
time? Well, no, because this is probably a little TMI, but you do a little pre-wash. So like as I do the shampoo and the hair, I get this up top and then I hit the bottoms. And that way there's already like, you know, a level of stuff that's already cleaned off. Then I rinse off and then I do my layer of soap and I hit the top and the bottom. So I don't take my loofah and just go straight to the nasty. No, I mean, you straight to there's levels to how, I don't know how y'all wash. I'm just saying there's levels to how I do it. But
you want to talk about levels? No Channel has levels. She said, I throw away guest washcloths.
God bless.
Yeah. Look, they're all in the house. They're all white. They're ones from Walmart. So therefore you just toss that shit out, replace it with another one. That's another
Everybody
level.
Has their things. Everybody has their thing. I get it.
But that fight, it was, here you go, Jasmine jumping in the middle to kind of break it up. But it almost like she's taking Bria's side, right? Shanice was like, deuces, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Even when they're like, hey, so you're going to help your girl. I ain't getting in the middle of that.
My name's Paul. That's between y'all. Got nothing to do with
it. And I ain't in it.
Yeah. We riding or what? I want wings. Let's go.
Exactly. She's like, I'm going. So, of course, Bria has an issue with her leaving without her. Like, hey, like, what's the deal with this, right? Confronts her at the restaurant about that. Like, hey, why didn't you? And then all of a sudden, white guy walks by, makes a comment. They're like, huh? Hey, how about some shots then? You buy us some shots. They never resolved that conversation. You notice they never got back to it?
Well, they probably did, but the producers were like, okay, this is boring. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We only have so many episodes. This is not Married at First Sight. We don't have to film everything. Let's just move on and wrap
this
up.
Hey, where's the white intern? Bring him over. Walk by. Buy him some shots.
I mean, I thought that whole argument was for these to be educated, professional women, watching them do this whole argument and back and forth, I was like, are y'all still in college? Mm-hmm. Like, have y'all graduated? You're not adults yet. Like, I just don't get that. Because I think at some point, as adults, you move on and you grow up. And things that were petty just aren't petty anymore. And I feel like they're still, it's like 21-year-olds on spring break, their junior year of college, and just being petty with each other. So I was annoyed by that.
Okay, I'm going to jump ahead just for a quick second because we got to come back and get to Phil. People have been waiting for us to talk about Phil, right? But Mariah shows up at the club after, right? If they want to call it a club. Everybody was like, what is this? But Bria's mad that everybody's having fun with Mariah because she never apologized. And then Jordan even takes Bria's side and is like, look, confronts Jasmine and says, look, you got to get involved in this and kind of fix this because Mariah's got to apologize for what she did because she pushed her. And then Jordan literally almost chucks Jasmine's shoulder off just to show her like this.
Yeah. I thought Jordan's push was a little bit more exaggerated than what really happened.
Way
more exaggerated than what really happened. And to me, Mariah doesn't have to apologize. Mariah is like Morgan Freeman character in Lean on Me. All I gotta do is stay black and die. Don't have to apologize at all. And Bria needs to get over it. And she's trying to get Jasmine in the middle of it.
Didn't you say that it wasn't that big of a deal? So why should, if it's not that big of a deal, and she made such a big deal out of it, And it really was because she was mad at everybody not liking her hoodoo voodoo. But here it is. She makes a big deal out of it. If it's not such a big deal, Terrell, why shouldn't she apologize?
Because it's not that big a deal. She shouldn't apologize. I think Bria's just trying to exaggerate this to make it be that big a deal. And it really wasn't. And she wants someone else to get on her side and trying to posse up. Because Bria knows that if she confronted Mariah on her own, Mariah would stomp that ass. I don't care how where she's from in St. Louis. Mariah looks like she ain't no punk. Mm-mm. And Bria wouldn't stand a chance. So what do? You rally the troops and get other people to go in and fight your battles for you. And then trying to cause an argument between Jasmine and Mariah, because that's exactly what would have happened.
You know, it would have been like Mariah versus Bria in a real fight would be Cardi B versus Tommy Lahren. Because when Tommy Lahren came for and had some comments to make about Cardi B, what did Cardi B say? I will dog walk you. And it sounds like something Mariah would say to her and then literally do it.
Exactly. So I just think it was no big deal. Take your shots. Just let it go. That's that time period has moved on. Let's just try to focus on having some fun until Phil gets here.
Now, I know exactly because, well, Phil, at this point, Phil was there too. So this is where we're going to go back and get to Phil. And I know some getting ready to watch episode 3 in a few, but Phil, aggravating dude. Minute I see him, like, all right, this is the dude. He and I are getting to it. We come close to blows at some point or another just because he's aggravating as hell.
I remember you in college and you were small, skinnier than you are now, but yet it didn't matter how big somebody was, you were ready to talk some trash. Even that one time, that crazy Marine dude, where I'm like, Yanni, that's not the one. You don't. I was just like, dude, don't get me in this with you. Because that dude was crazy. I'll pick him off the
ground, Yanni, but that's about it. I'm not fighting.
That dude was crazy in college. But so Phil comes in with all that BDE, and he's the tallest. Big, and this is the thing I hated. Remember in college, one thing I hated about, I loved all my fraternity brothers in college, but I couldn't stand the ones that were taller than me because they would just walk in the room and just, I'm tall, black, tall, and bald. That's what I had to do. You know, they're in there 6'2", 6'3", tall, don't have to say a word. Here I am, 5'9", 5'10". Hi, I'm Terrell. I got to have game. Let me tell you about myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very driven. I have goals. You know, I'm trying to make this. I had to work. These tall dudes just come in. And I feel like that's Phil. He's just kind of had that been blessed with height and all that. Good looking dude till he talks. Mm-hmm. And then to just walk into a room and act like he owns it. Yeah. And then what he did to Nick's bathroom, to your friend brother's bathroom. I was like, you got to be joking me that this is what this guy is doing.
I mean, so even to the first thing, right? And Andrew has a great point. He said, the ladies in the house think Nick is corny. Phil is wild corny, in my opinion. And you're right, because he walks in and he goes, oh, where's the room that I pick? You weren't there. And come to find out, he missed his flight. So it's not like you were arriving late. You missed your flight. That's on you. You gave up the right to claim a room. So Nick was there. Nick claimed the room. So you're right. He goes and he takes his shit and doesn't flush it. Nasty.
Exactly. And so Stacy hits the nail on the head. She calls it handsome privilege. So to Andrew's point, women like guys like this because they're good looking, tall, and they just ignore all this other stuff. Because how many of us know somebody that's dating somebody or dated someone tall, athletic, but was an asshole?
Yeah.
But you're like, why do you like this person? Handsome privilege.
Well, you know, you said BDE first, and Robin's like, Phil didn't give me BDE. He gave me BDE wannabe. And, you know, I was just going to say, I mean, he was just being a pure ass, right? He's a bully. He's because he's the big guy. So he feels like he can just bully everybody. Thinks about it. He goes to the club. He tells Nick because he wants to make it be known. But even before that, Mariah's at the house and she tells him, do not open the door. Do not let the dog out. And what does he do? He lets the dog out. He just doesn't care. He doesn't care.
He doesn't. But that's a move that he did because he knows he's on camera.
Yeah.
And they can't fight him.
Right.
Because be honest, you wouldn't do that on the street. You wouldn't do that at someone's house, you know, on the street without the camera crews around. He did that knowing that none of those folks can take him. And if I'm betting, Phil probably did a little bit of Instagram research and was like, I could take him. I could probably take him.
Yeah.
That little dude with all the muscles, I just have reach. I got to make sure I don't let him get close to me because he's going to want to grapple and take me to the ground. He probably strategized the whole thing out in his head and knew who he could talk trash to and do that with. Because who does that to people you don't know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know any of these men, and you're just going to say, you know, hey, Yanni, by the way, I just took a shit in the commode and I just left it there because you picked the room I wanted. So I don't know what to tell you.
Much respect to Nick, though, because Nick was just like, look, that's corny. What are you talking about? Why wouldn't you do that? Then he goes and when he gets back to the house, he realizes he didn't flush it. He comes, yo, go in there and flush that, man. And he's like, I'm not going to flush it. It's like, that's just corny. You're being an ass for no reason. And he recognizes this 5-year-old energy that Phil is bringing, because that's what Phil is.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say here? College? Nah, Phil got high school senior energy, you know?
Yeah. But what did Nick do after Phil's like, yeah, I'm not doing it? He twirled his cane, went onto the bathroom, and flushed that damn toilet himself. So,
yeah, because it's like, I'm not going to go back in this room and deal with this, but I tell you what, I'm going to put some hot sauce on here if you decide you want to take another, or for any of the West Indians in here, put some scotch bonnet, bet you sit down on there again.
I'm just saying, Nick should have said, I'll be right back. Went and got his cane, came out and just jumped up off the counter. Bashed that dude over the head. That's what he should have did. But he didn't, because then, you know, you can't stay pretty when you get violent. So I get it.
Amir had no problem stepping up, though, because think about it. Alex says one thing and Phil automatically tries to go at Alex, right? And what does Amir do? Amir got that Napoleon energy, you know?
Yeah. Let me show you what this little man could do to a big man like you. I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever thought about coming to an intake meeting for Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Amir? Love to share some info for you.
Maybe next time you see him at a coffee shop or while y'all out kayaking.
Yeah, have you ever thought about it? I mean, you saw what the cap was like. Totally not you. Phil had that Omega energy to me. I was just like, if we had to like pick who all the Greeks and stuff were, Phil had that Omega energy.
Yeah, he definitely did. And even when they get older too, so we've seen that.
They'll shit in your toilet and not flush even when they're 60, because that's just what they do.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm glad you picked this. I'm going to say good choice. Way to go. I like it. Now,
thank you.
The show started probably about 4 minutes ago, so everybody can go get caught up. I know. I think I even saw someone say, I haven't started watching this show yet, but it sounds like something I want to watch. Yes, do it. Let's watch this show. I think it's a good one. We'll be back to do episode 3 on Tuesday night, right? So we'll do we'll recap episode 3, which airs tonight, and for me it'll be Monday because I watch it on Peacock. But we'll review it on Tuesday. So we'll be back on there on Tuesday for episode 3, and then we'll start doing it weekly from there.
Yes. So thank you for coming on this Summer House, Martha's Vineyard journey with us. I think this is going to be a fun show. And I call this a good ginger palate cleanser from all the reality dating shows, because this is not a dating show, although there's some Skinamax scenes that's going to happen. But I'm excited to see what this is. And Yanni, I'm saying we should plan a trip to Martha's Vineyard.
We got to do it.
Get an Airbnb and just go see it in person.
We'll do a couples retreat up there. Let's do it.
Do a couples retreat. We can actually do like a little, similar when we did the skydiving, we jumped out the plane. We could, you know, take some video footage of it and have some fun with that. So I say we go to Martha's Vineyard or Nashville.
He's all the way in.
Better than. I was going to say something, but I'm not. I'm going to let it go.
Yeah, there you go. Let it go. Let it go. All right. Hopefully my voice is back tomorrow. 90 Day Fiance. Love in Paradise. That's going to be at 9:15, 8:15 Central. And then, of course, Tuesday back here for episode 3 recap of Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. And Wednesday, we continue that long trek, figure out what happened, but what does Shaq say in Married at First Sight as we continue this never-ending season 16 Nashville of Married at First Sight.
Can't wait. Almost done.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell.
You're an asshole. That's what you are. Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod. I knew you couldn't let up.
Send us some of your random thoughts on some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It was the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast.
Cheers!
Asshole.